Chris Noel are finishing up a radio show, and in the background that you're listening to, it's approximately, what, 8:30? No, 9 o'clock. I don't know. 9 o'clock. My watch is running real well. It's been through a couple of rainstorms, one or two swimmings, and it's still working. I'm real happy with it. Let me see. What has been happening? Oh, an interesting thing happened the other day. It was the 11th, Tuesday. We picked some, or they picked some people up in the mountains. Some mountain yards are pretty sick. And they, you know, they pulled them out of a hole is what they did. And they dragged them in here, and we questioned them and talked to them. And they stayed out they stayed here for one night. And they went out to the refugee camp. And they stayed out there for two nights and a day and saw what it was like, you know. So my plan was to take them back in the bushes and let them wander around, let them tell everybody else what it was like, see, in the hopes that these people would walk out. And I think it will happen in the future. So had it all set up, you know. I'm out there with my radio and steel pot and pack and rifle and all this stuff, and the helicopter, you know, helicopter and two gunships come in. And I get this helicopter, you know, speaking to me. I can barely understand what he's trying to say on the radio. So I say, yeah, I've got purple smoke, and I flip it out there. And just as he lands, another helicopter was fluttering in out of nowhere and lands, you know. Well, this starts the first bit of confusion. Well, finally, the guy finds another spot to land. He sets down. And by this time, of course, two helicopters landing. It's one little small spot. All the mountain yards are scattered and run in the different four corners of the compass. And I've chased them all. I've dragged them and thrown them on the helicopter. And I jump on, and we fly off up north. Not too far, 5 or 6 miles. And they circle around. They look for an LZ, and they circle around in the landing zone. And he lands. And he sets down, you know, and I look out that door. You know, there's nobody out there. There's just me and that helicopter. And then I look up, and here come these two gunships, you know, about 50 feet over real slow, flying right along, one on each side of the helicopter, looking for any kind of trouble. So I jump out and start throwing mountain yards out of the door. See you around, folks, until we take off. So the plan is that they're going to go around and say, hey, we saw a pretty good deal down south there, you know, a real swinging deal. So I'll use a little Cy War. One of those kids is pretty sick. And, you know, sorry about that, but it's like the public health man. He's only worried about the 85% that either do or don't come down with something or other. The other 15%, well, you can't, you know, it's just too bad. We have to look at the big picture. We can't worry about individuals at this point. And we had a little girl die the other day on us there in the hospital. She had just a bag of bone and skin, and we took her in for the second time. This is the second time we've taken her in. And she died up there of bilateral bronchial pneumonia. Took her home. That's too bad. Plus, we had some more mountain yards brought in. We took them down the resettlement project. And I understand, I wasn't out there today, but I understand that one of these guys is the assistant chief of one of the villages that came wandering in today. So he must have seen what a good deal it was, cut back out to the bushes, told them what a good deal it was, and they packed up and moved in. And we have determined there are three Vietnamese VC working in the area and two Munyard VC. And the Munyards are not from the area, they're from a different area. They're not from around here. We just get those five men, and two of them were seen the other day and picked up and released. And that's what I understand. This morning, two Munyards were seen down in this village, Tulung, and they're bad-mouthing the Americans, saying, you know, they're spraying all your crops, killing all your food. And Lieutenant Locke picked them up, told them to quit bad-mouthing the Americans, that what they were doing was good, and released them. And these two guys, I think, were these two Munyard VC. That's too bad. Would really help if they could have picked those two guys up and kept them. Another interesting item today, we're out there knocking ammo boxes apart at the cadre, building, getting the wood ready for our school we're building out there. And Arvin truck goes by, hits some kid on a motor scooter. And he was just badly scraped up and scratched to it, nothing broken or anything. Bundled him off downtown. The truck didn't stop, zoom right on through. They're just as bad in the south as they are in the north, that's all. Both armies Oh, well. It's interesting. It's a variety. I like going to all these briefings and stuff that I... People are asking me now about this, that, and the other thing. It's kind of fun. It's nice knowing my subject. It's nice being known as a person who knows his subject. But, we got both chiefs back here. Everybody's back here. We're all working furiously away. It's, kind of good. We've been keeping busy. Keep that refrigerator full of beer, and, been drinking lots. I think I'm getting my little tummy back. I'm not sure. Drink about 3 a day now. One before lunch, one before dinner, and one after dinner. Oh. Let me see. Oh. Cleaned up my room today for the first time in a long time. And my roof leaks. Fools got up there on top one day and they started pounding holes and this, that, and the other thing. And they missed a lot, you know, they missed the wood a lot. But the roof leaks now. It never used to leak before, and now it leaks now. One, two, three different, four different places. So when it got drenching today, it got a little wet in here. But I swept it all out. It real nice. So that gives me kind of an update of what I've been up to. Busy. Shower's still cold. It was really cold tonight because it was raining. Of course, that cools the ground off and the pipes and the... cools pipes off and the water in the pipe gets cold, and you know what it's like. I haven't heard from Al. Oh, Al's on R&R. And I got a letter here from Neil Gorla. Not a letter, on a wedding announcement. Mr. and Mrs. Gerald A. Tracy request the honor of your presence. Alan Neil Gorla. And Warrington's an R&R, so I don't know where he just cut out. I called, when I said I got the invitation, or the announcement, I called him, but he wasn't there, he was an R&R. He won't be back for until next week sometime. So, I don't know, Al has to go. He said he'd like to stop by, but he wants to go home before he comes back to Monterey. That's too bad. Oh well, I hope Jim writes back. So Leland says he enjoys his job and he's having a good time working up there. He had a real nice letter. Short, but very nice. Paul should be writing pretty soon. That's all. Details. I try not to worry about that and I don't want to worry about it too soon. I wonder when she gets back to San Francisco and start answering questions. Ugh. I haven't written Mrs. Cockrell yet. I know I'm supposed to. I sat down one day, I was going to write Mrs. Cockrell, and I had absolutely nothing to say, so I didn't write. Very logical. I thought about it again today, but I didn't do it either. Well, taste buds run out. Should be getting one tomorrow or the next day from y'all. It would be much appreciated. So I hope the trip to Canada was nice. That's it for